إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our sins. And we also seek refuge in Allah from the consequences of our evil actions. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهِ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهِ Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهِ And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهِ I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and he has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the worshipper of Allah and his final messenger. أما بعد فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ Thereafter the best of speech is the book of Allah. وَخَيْرَ الْهُدَى هُدَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ And the best of guidance is the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّ شَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا And the most evil of affairs are those matters which people have introduced and innovated into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ Every innovation is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ And every bid'ah, it is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ And every misguidance only leads to the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ O people, O mankind, fear Allah, fear your Lord, the one who created you from a single being. وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا And from this single being he created his wife. وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً And from both of them he sent forth many men and many women. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ So fear Allah. الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ The one from whom you demand your mutual rights. وَالْأَرْحَامِ And fear Allah regarding your ties of kinship. Fear Allah regarding your relatives and your family. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا Because Allah is always watching over you. And Allah advises us in the Quran with taqwa. He said, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ O people of Iman, fear Allah as He ought to be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ And do not die except in a state of being Muslims. And Allah advised us with taqwa and speaking the truth. He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا O people of Iman, have taqwa of Allah and only say a correct word. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ He will rectify for you your affairs and forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا Then he has achieved a great success. Ibadallah, the keys to success in this life, in this dunya, and the foundations of success and happiness in the akhirah, is that a person should guard and protect the limits and the boundaries of Allah. That a person, he should protect the commandments of Allah, and a person should be steadfast upon obedience to Allah. فَمَنْ حَفِظَ اللَّهَ حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ So whoever guards and protects Allah, then Allah will guard and protect him. وَمَنْ اتَّقَ اللَّهَ وَقَاهُ And whoever has taqwa of Allah, then Allah will safeguard him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, احفظ الله يحفظك. Guard Allah, protect Allah, and Allah will guard and protect you. And what is the meaning of guarding Allah? What is the meaning of protecting Allah? The meaning of hifzullah, protecting Allah and guarding Allah, is protecting the boundaries of Allah by not exceeding them. Guarding the limits of Allah by not transgressing them. And guarding the commandments of Allah by fulfilling them. And guarding the prohibitions of Allah by not going towards them. And whoever does this, whoever protects Allah, whoever guards Allah, i.e. whoever guards the commandments of Allah, and whoever guards Allah by staying away from that which has made haram, then he is from the hafidun. The hafidun, those who guard and protect the limits of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he praised those people. Those people who protect Allah, i.e. protect the boundaries and the limits of Allah, Allah praised them in the Quran. He said, وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ. That Jannah, it will be brought closer to the people of taqwa and it will not be far away. هَذَا مَا تُوْعَدُونَ. And it will be said to them on Yawm al-Qiyamah, هَذَا مَا تُوْعَدُونَ. This is what you have been promised. For whom? لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَفِيظٍ. For every awwab and for every hafiz. And the meaning of awwab is the one who repents to Allah. And the meaning of hafiz is the one who protects Allah and guards the commandments of Allah. Ibadallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, he ordered us to guard and protect certain things. From the things which Allah has ordered us to guard and protect is as-salah. And this is because the salah, the prayer, the five daily prayers, they are the greatest action after the shahada. And the five daily prayers, they are the pillar of this religion. And Allah said in the Quran, حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى. Guard and protect the prayers, i.e. the five daily prayers. And guard and protect the middle prayer, i.e. Salatul Asr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he praised those people who guard their prayer, i.e. they don't delay their prayer, they don't miss their prayer. They pray each prayer in its correct time. He said, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. Those people who are guarding and diligent over their prayers. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, خَمْسُ صَلَوَاتٍ, five daily prayers. كَتَبَهُنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْعِبَادِ, that Allah has legislated upon the people. فَمَنْ جَاءَ بِهِنَّ, so whoever comes with them, i.e. whoever fulfills these five daily prayers, لَمْ يُضَيِّعْ مِنْهُنَّ شَيْئًا إِسْتِخْفَافًا بِحَقِّهِنَّ, and he does not waste any of the prayers due to belittling their status. The Prophet said, كَانَ لَهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَهْدٍ. Then this person who protects the prayers and guards the prayers and doesn't waste the prayer, he has an ahd with Allah. He has a contract. He has a pledge with Allah. And what is this contract and pledge? أَنْ يُدْخِلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ, that Allah enters him into Jannah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ حَافَظَ عَلَيْهِنَّ, whoever guards and protects the five daily prayers, كُنَّ لَهُ نُورًا, then they will be for him a light, وَبُرْهَانًا, and a proof, وَنَجَاتًا, and a savior and a salvation, يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, on the day of resurrection. Ibadallah, from those matters which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which he ordered us to guard and protect, is at-tahara, is purification and cleanliness and hygiene. And included in this is al-wudu. And this is because at-tahara, it is miftahus salah. At-tahara, it is the key to the prayer. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, لا يحافظ على الوضوء إلا المؤمن. That nobody guards and protects the wudu except the believer. So when the mu'min, he goes to sleep upon wudu. When he wakes up, the first thing he does is al-wudu. And when this same believer, when he dies bi-idhnillah, because he was guarding and protecting his wudu through his life, then he dies upon wudu. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he linked this to al-Iman. He said, لا يحافظ على الوضوء. Nobody guards and protects his wudu إلا المؤمن. Except a person of Iman. عباد الله, from those matters which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to guard and protect is our promises and words and contracts and vows and oaths that we make. Al-Aiman, the oath we have taken, the vow we have taken, the word or the promise which we have given somebody. And Allah said in the Quran, وَحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ. Protect and guard your vows and your oaths. And this matter, my brothers and sisters, protecting our oaths and vows and our promises and pledges is something which many people are negligent regarding it. How many times will a person say, Wallahi, I will come and see you. Or Wallahi, I will come on this day. And despite taking this oath by the name of Allah, then he goes against it. And this is so severe that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he made it an indicator of nifaq, an indicator of hypocrisy. He said, إِنَّ آيَةَ الْمُنَافِقِ ثَلَاثِ. That the indicators and signs of a munafiq, of a hypocrite, are three. When he speaks, he lies. وَإِذَا وَعَدْ. And when he makes a promise, أَخْلَفْ. Then he goes against this promise. وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانْ. And when a trust is given to him, he doesn't fulfill this trust. These are the indicators of nifaq. And whoever has in him one of these characteristics, then he has within him a branch of nifaq, a branch of hypocrisy, like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. My brothers and sisters, from those matters which we have been ordered to guard and protect and safeguard is our head and our stomach. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu in At-Tirmidhi, he said, al-istihya'a min Allah, that a person should be shy in front of Allah, haqq al-haya, with the utmost form of shyness. And then he said, from shyness is an tahfaz al-ra'as, that a person, he guards and protects his head, i.e. his mind and his heart. وَمَا وَعَى. And everything which enters into his head and his mind. وَالْبَطَن. And that a person should guard and protect his stomach. وَمَا حَوَى. And everything which it wants and desires and enters into it. So a person should protect his head and his mind, and everything which he understands and takes in, by protecting his hearing and safeguarding his sight and controlling his tongue. And a person should protect his stomach from eating and drinking that which is haram, and consuming wealth or using wealth which is haram, and eating and drinking that which is harmful to the body. And also from those matters which we have been ordered to protect and guard are the tongue and the private parts for the men and the women. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said and he gave a guarantee. He said, مَنْ حَفِظَ لِي مَا بَيْنَ لِحْيَيْهِ وَرِجْلَيْهِ. Whoever guards for me that which is between his jaws, i.e. his tongue, and that which is between his legs, i.e. his private parts. أضمن له الجنة. Then I will guarantee for him Jannah. Whoever protects for me and guards that which is between his jaws, i.e. his tongue, and whoever guards that which is between his legs, i.e. his private parts, then Jannah is guaranteed for that person. And these two matters have been emphasized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tongue and the private parts, because the majority of evil and the majority of sin, it is either due to the tongue or it is due to the private parts. In fact, the tongue is more severe and more dangerous than the private parts, because the sins of the private parts, they only occur due to a single statement, one statement which was haram, one statement in which a person spoke to a woman who was ajnabiya, or a woman, she spoke to a man who was ajnabi to her. And because of this statement, it leads to the fahisha of the private parts. May Allah save us and guard us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He praised those people who protect and safeguard their private parts. He said, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Say to the believing men that they should lower their gaze. And especially my brothers and sisters, in the days which are coming, in days in which we have weather like this, and we see around us the men and the women who don't dress with modesty, and they show their body parts, and they beautify each other, then especially in this, we should always remember that Allah has ordered us to lower our gazes. And then He said, وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ, and that they should guard and protect their private parts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He praised the believing men and the believing women who guard and protect their private parts. He said, وَالْحَافِذِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ, the believing men who guard their private parts, and the believing women who guard their private parts. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ, and those men who remember Allah a lot, and those women who remember Allah a lot. أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً, then Allah has prepared for them forgiveness. وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, and Allah has prepared for them a great reward. Allah said in the Quran, praising those people who guard their private parts, He said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, the believers, the people of Iman, they are successful. Who are they? الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, they are those who have tranquility in their prayer. And then He said, after a few ayat, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ, they are those who, with regards to their private parts, they are hafidhun. They protect and safeguard their private parts. إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ, except towards their wives. And Abu Idris al-Khawlani, and he was from the Imams of the Tabi'een, from the first century of the Muslims after the Sahaba. He said, أَوَّلُ مَا وَصَّى اللَّهُ بِهِ آدَمَ عِنْدَ إِهْبَاطِهِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ, that the first admonishment, the first reminder which Allah gave to Adam alayhi salam when he was sent down to the earth was حِفْظُ فَرْجِهِ, that he should protect his private parts. And he said, لَا تَضَعُهُ إِلَّا فِي حَلَال, that do not use your private parts except in that which is halal. عِبَادَ اللَّهِ, these matters which have been mentioned, Allah Jalla fil Ula, He specified them. And He emphasized upon the believers that they should safeguard and protect and not transgress the limits of Allah when it comes to the prayer and wudu and speaking and the private parts and the heart and the stomach and the other matters which were mentioned. And of course, a believer should protect every commandment of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this sharia, in this religion, He has laid down certain limits and boundaries. He said, Tilka hududullah. Those are the limits and the boundaries of Allah. Fala ta'taduha. So do not exceed. Do not go beyond. Do not transgress the boundaries of Allah. وَمَنْ يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ And whoever exceeds these boundaries, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ Then they are the ones who have oppressed. And Allah said, تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا Those are the boundaries and the limits which Allah has set. فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا So do not come close to them. It isn't that a believer should not merely exceed them, but a person should not even come close to them. And whoever protects the boundaries and the limits of Allah, and whoever guards Allah, then Allah protects him. And Allah protects him in two ways. Firstly, He protects for him his dunya. And He sends angels with this believer, and these angels, they protect him. And Allah said in the Quran, لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ That this believing person who protects and guards Allah, then he has with him مُعَقِّبَات i.e. angels after angels in succession. مِّن بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ In front of him and behind him. And then he said, يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِّنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ That these angels, they protect this person by the command of Allah. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, in his tafsir of this word mu'aqibat, he said, "Humul الْمَلَائِكَ These are the angels. يَحْفَظُونَهُ بِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ And they guard and protect this person with the command of Allah. فَإِذَا جَاءَ الْقَدَرِ But when the decree of Allah comes, i.e. when death comes, خَلَّوْ عَنْهُ Then they leave him. And the second protection which Allah gives to those people who guard Allah and protect Allah, and this is the greater type of protection, is that Allah guards their religion. And Allah guards their iman. And He protects these people from shubuhat, from misguiding doubts. And Allah protects these people from the vain desires. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would make a dua and he would say, Allahumma ihfazni bil islami qa'idan. Oh Allah, protect me with my Islam whilst I am sitting. Wahfazni bil islami qa'iman. And protect me with my Islam and I am standing. Wahfazni bil islami raqidan. And oh Allah, protect me with my Islam and I am lying down. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, ihfazillah yahfazak. Protect and guard Allah, and then Allah will guard you. And Allah will guard a person in this dunya and in the akhirah, and a person doesn't realize that Allah is guarding him. Or perhaps something will happen to this person and he thinks it is harmful, he thinks it is evil, but in reality Allah is guarding him. A person loses some wealth, a person becomes ill, and he thinks this is a calamity. And yet, because of the wisdom of Allah, Allah is guarding him. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. وبعد. My brothers and sisters, we must fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we must practice the religion as Allah has ordered us to practice. And we must be upright upon al-Islam. It isn't sufficient for a person to merely say he is a Muslim and then he does not pray. He doesn't learn. He doesn't recite the book of Allah. And we have to guard these boundaries and these limits which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set. So whilst we are upon this dunya in which Allah has given us some time, and it is the dunya of amal, it is the place of doing actions, then we have to be diligent upon protecting and guarding the commandments of Allah. And you should know, my brothers and sisters, that happiness and success in this life and in the hereafter, it has been linked to a person protecting and safeguarding the commandments of Allah. A person will not find happiness, will not find success in this life and in the hereafter, except through guarding the prayers and except through guarding the other boundaries and the limits which Allah has set. And you should know, my brothers, that Allah is not in need of our worship. Allah is not in need of our learning. Our praise and our tahara, they do not benefit Allah at all. And our disobedience does not harm Allah. Rather, we are the ones who are in need of Allah. We are the ones who are in need of the protection of Allah. And from the dua which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make, he used to say, Allahumma anta la ilaha illa. O Allah, you are the one. There is nobody deserving of worship except you. Anta taf'alu ma turid. O Allah, you do as you wish. Allahumma la ilaha illa ant. O Allah, there is no deity worthy of worship except you. Anta al-ghani wa nahnu al-fuqara. You are the one who is rich. You are wealthy. And we are the ones who are poor and needy. And Bani Israel, after all of their disobedience of Allah and plotting against Allah and killing the messengers of Allah, what did Allah say at the end? Allah said, وَمَا ظَلَمُونَا, that Bani Israel, Al-Yahud, they did not harm us. They did not oppress us. All of this shirk and disobedience and plotting and waging wars and killing the messengers, مَا ظَلَمُونَا, they did not harm us. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ, rather they were only harming themselves. And after this, my brothers and sisters, from the virtuous action that a person can do on this blessed day is sending salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma izzal Islam wal Muslimin. Allahumma izzal Islam wal Muslimin. Allahumma dhillal shirka wal mushrikeen. Allahumma dammir a'da'aka a'da'ad din. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wal-tuqa wal-ifafa wal-ghina. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakiha anta khayra man zakaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Allahumma aslih dhata baynina wa alif bayna qulubina wahdina subul salam wa akhrijna min al-dhulumati ila al-nur. Allahumma aghfir lana ولوالدينا وللمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات أقم الصلاة.